You ready?
Yes.
Let's get this road. You know what I meant.
On the show?
It must be Thursday.
Clear the chambers.
All right, we are in session. This is the March 8th, 2018 afternoon session of the Portland City Council. Carla, please call the roll.
Fritz?
Here.
Fish?
Here.
Saltzman? Udaly?
Here.
Wheeler?
Here. Commissioner Fritz.
You don't want to do the behave yourself speech?
Do what?
The behave yourself speech.
Oh yeah, I forgot the behavior speech. Mary, listen up. Legal counsel, please.
Welcome to the Portland City Council. The City Council represents all Portlanders and meets to do the city's business. The presiding officer preserves order and decorum during City Council meetings so everyone can feel welcome, comfortable, respected, and safe. To participate in Council meetings, you may sign up in advance with the Council Clerk's office for communications to briefly speak about any subject. You may also sign up for public testimony on resolutions or the first readings of ordinances. Your testimony should address the matter being considered at the time. When testifying, please state your name for the record. Your address is not necessary. Please disclose if you are a lobbyist. If you are representing an organization, please identify it. The presiding officer determines the length of testimony. Individuals generally have 3 minutes to testify unless otherwise stated. When you have 30 seconds left, a yellow light goes on. When your time is done, a red light goes on. If you are in the audience and would like to show your support for something that is said, please feel free to do a thumbs up. If you want to express that you do not support something, please feel free to do a thumbs down. Disruptive conduct, such as shouting or interrupting testimony or council deliberations, will not be allowed. If there are disruptions, a warning will be given that further disruption may result in the person being ejected for the remainder of the meeting. After being ejected, a person who fails to leave the meeting is subject to arrest for trespass. Thank you for helping your fellow Portlanders feel welcome, comfortable, respected, and safe.
Excellent. Well done. Thank you. Commissioner Fritz.
Thank you, Mayor. I move to reconsider item 219. Carla, could you please read 219?
Amend Election Reform Code to rename as Open and Accountable Elections Program and reassign from Office of Neighborhood Involvement to a Commissioner's Office.
Colleagues, we had a first reading on this item yesterday, and at that time the Council voted to remove the emergency clause that was on the item. For reasons which I'll explain as we vote, we really need to get this program going as quickly as possible. And so I move to reconsider the emergency amendment.
Second. Yeah. We have a motion from Commissioner Fritz for reconsideration. We have a second from Commissioner Fish. Any further discussion? Please call the roll.
Fritz.
So this vote allows us to have another vote on whether to have the emergency clause or not. Aye.
Fish.
Aye.
Udaly.
Aye.
Wheeler.
Aye. It's under reconsideration. Next, as I understand it, is a vote to reject the amendment. Is that correct, Commissioner Fritz?
To vote on whether to approve the amendment. So in other words, should there be an emergency ordinance? And I'm hope right. And I would like the answer to be, well, my answer will be no.
Okay, so the vote then before us is the question of whether we're now back at the reconsideration of the original question, the question being...
No, first we have to take off the...
The question is, are we removing...
The emergency.
The emergency,
yes. So
clause.
You're essentially revoting on what the exact motion you considered yesterday, which was a motion to remove the emergency clause. So revote on that. And then when that vote is done, if you all reject that motion, you can vote on the underlying, which has an emergency clause on it.
So to be clear, a vote of yes, for example, would be a vote to remove the emergency clause.
Correct.
Very good. Thank you. Is that clear?
Yes. Thank
Carla,
you.
Carla, please call the roll.
Should we remove the emergency clause? No.
Fish?
No.
I'm sorry. Udaly.
No.
Wheeler.
No. So the we have rejected the amendment. Now we are voting on the original ordinance with the emergency clause in place.
Correct.
Is that clear for everybody?
Correct.
Very good. Please call the roll, Carla.
Fritz.
So, colleagues, it's been more than a year, in fact, quite a lot more than a year since we passed the open and accountable elections system. And the intent has always been to get it going so that it would be ready for the 2020 council and council elections. It's already going to be very difficult to move that. It's been a while since we've been able to work on this due to very other priorities. We need to move very quickly to get a consultant hired. I realise this is very unusual to be doing this procedural change. Commissioner Saltzman's office is aware of our action today. Aye.
Fish?
I just want to reiterate what I said yesterday, which is I have great confidence in Commissioner Fritz and her office to launch this program, and I share, I think, the views of, I think, most, if not all, my colleagues, that we should also be thinking in the medium term of a neutral place to park this program other than a commissioner's office. Aye.
Udaly.
Aye.
Wheeler.
I support this, and I have already drafted an executive order that will move this program directly to Commissioner Fritz, effective immediately. I vote aye. The ordinance is approved as amended.
Thank you.
Commissioner Udaly.